Tuesday. Today is December the 3rd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're taking a look at national ag news. The new ag secretary nominee has been named, but the Trump transition team has not been able to get into work with the current USDA. We're going to take a look at the reasons why after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, while President-elect Trump has named his new agriculture secretary nominee, the ag transition team has not been able to get into the USDA offices yet. Now, in typical political fashion, it seems like there's always a hitch that hasn't come about yet. So the Trump transition team remains stalled in learning about some of the key issues at USDA and other federal agencies because Trump's team has not signed key ethics documents required under the Presidential Transition Act. Quote, they can't come into the building and we can't provide information to them until the documents are signed. That, according to current Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, he said that's the federal law. This has effectively led to an early standoff between the White House and Trump's transition team across the federal government. Vilsack said that he has not had the chance to speak with the nominee, Rollins, or anyone else from the Trump transition team. Now, he said, we can't talk to anyone from the incoming Trump administration until they've signed the necessary transition documents, but I would certainly, as a practical matter, would encourage the incoming nominee to reach out and encourage those papers be signed relatively soon so that she can be fully prepared and the team be fully prepared for the job that they're undertaking. Now, USDA is dealing with multiple challenges currently involving foreign animal disease, such as the highly pathogenic avian influenza in both poultry and dairy cows. More than 616 dairy herds have been infected with the H5N1 virus, including more than 200 dairy herds in California just during the past month. Now, a recent call went out during the weekend in California over raw milk products infected with the virus, and now USDA has been informed about New World screwworm being detected in Mexico. That prompted the USDA to close the border to Mexican cattle over the weekend. There are some pretty significant animal health and trade issues that need to be monitored and need to be understood on day one, Vilsack said. An incoming secretary needs to be aware of and be able to respond to any questions that may come up at any hearing that she may have. Now, there's also the need to understand the full portfolio under USDA's umbrella. There's not necessarily always a full appreciation for exactly all USDA does, Vilsack said. So it's certainly our hope that eventually those papers get signed as quickly as possible and our team can begin the process of educating folks to the extent they wish to be educated about what's going on. Now, among the agricultural commodity organizations and other groups commenting on Brooks Rollins' appointment as the nominee, the Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper said that they congratulate Ms. Rollins on her nomination as the next USDA secretary and share her vision for boosting America's agriculture sector and rural communities. Over the past two decades, renewable fuels like ethanol have stimulated unprecedented economic growth and prosperity in the farm economy, and they hope to build on that success with Ms. Rollins. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane said from her time as a college student studying agriculture development to her distinguished career in both Texas and Washington, Brooke Rollins has a history of fighting for Main Street and rural America. America's cattle producers need a Secretary of Agriculture who will protect family farms and ranches, roll back crushing regulations, and stand up for rural values, and we look forward to working with the Secretary-designate Rollins to make that happen. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. While changing directions just slightly, speculation continues about when we may see the potential passage of a new farm bill or what Congress will take up in its place. Ag producers especially wondering that as USDA's Rod Bain has this report.
Speculation among the ag sector continues over whether a farm bill will become law during the congressional lame duck session of what remains of 2024, especially now that both the House and Senate have introduced their versions. If not, when will it be approved in 2025? First, with only a handful of legislative days left for the House and Senate before year's end, the thoughts of some within the farm and food space are that
our chances of getting a farm bill done yet before the end of the year are pretty darn slim.
I think it's always been very slim margins that we do a farm bill in 2024, but I think they got slimmer because we just don't have much time left.
Why Rob LaRue of the National Farmers Union and Mary Kay Thatcher of Syngenta believe that is a matter of legislative logistics, including facing a December 20th deadline to either pass a new fiscal year budget or at least approve a continuing resolution to fund the government into 2025.
We haven't passed any of the 12 appropriate bills. You've got elections that are occurring as far as leadership elections, and then you're going to have people vying for committee chairman slots and committees. There's just a lot to be done.
With a new administration and Congress set to take office in January, Sam Kiefer of the American Farm Bureau Federation says in the initial days of any new administration,
the first 100 days of every administration is the opportunity for that administration to talk about their priorities and do their big ideas. I fully anticipate that we will see that again.
Yet, will that lead to passage of a new farm bill within that 100-day period if that has not occurred in 2024? Perhaps the one certainty regarding a farm bill, according to John Newton of Terrain, is farmers and ranchers say they need it, and soon, for the very reason of certainty.
Right now we're operating in a world without a farm bill. The one-year extension that we did expired at the end of September, so it's important to get that certainty for next year, next spring, for the crop producers looking at ARC or PLC, for the dairy farmers thinking about dairy margin coverage. Is it going to be the status quo? Are we going to do an extension, or are we going to do the much-needed enhancements that agriculture's been asking for?
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.